The co-chairs of the Independent Task Force on Immigration and America's Future this week hosted a forum to discuss their ideas for making immigration reform work. The task force brought members of Congress together with business, labor, and immigration groups, as well as public policy and immigration experts. Their report says, among other things, that the U.S. immigration system is vital to the U.S. economy and that the system is broken. Lee Hamilton, a former U.S. lawmaker and former vice chair of the 9/11 Commission, now heads the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. He describes some of the shortcomings of U.S. immigration policy, saying it's complicated, disorganized, and its actions are frequently ignored by all but a few people.
You got a system that doesn't help families, it's inhumane, doesn't meet our economic age, is just a managerial mess. The system is overburdened everywhere you look. You don't have any regulatory mechanism in it. Nobody pays any attention to the administration of immigration except a few people.
Hamilton says Congress tends to take up the topic of immigration policy about once every 10 years or so. The task force has recommended several radical changes. The first would create a federal agency that would coordinate data on immigration with labor needs. That agency would make periodic recommendations to Congress on how many immigrant workers are needed to fill out the workforce. The second recommendation was to establish a category of foreign worker who is neither temporary nor permanent, but provisional, meaning a foreign worker who could be issued a visa for a finite amount of time to fill holes in the labor force. Former U.S. lawmaker and Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham says basing immigration decisions on workplace needs rather than trying to reunite families is a different approach for the United States and a more realistic one.
The plurality of participants in our task force felt that employment more than ever before should be the driver in terms of the policies and approach taken, as opposed to in the past ones either principally family or primarily family-based immigration.
The most controversial suggestion the task force offered was devising a way for immigrants who entered the country illegally to get legal status. The task force argues that there is simply no good way to deal with the more than 11 million people believed to be in the United States illegally, and the process would split up families in which children are legal residents and parents are not. But opponents of that idea say giving illegal immigrants a path to legal status amounts to amnesty for illegal acts. The activist group Numbers USA says when Congress has granted amnesty to select groups in the past, that's been followed by dramatic increases in illegal immigration. The task force also supported enhancement of border security efforts, but not with the 1,100-kilometer fence along the U.S. border with Mexico that President Bush approved last year. Spencer Abraham.
I don't think the building of more perimeter fences and more border patrols is ever going to succeed because, as I said at the outset, I think you're trying to put a fence up that can stop both the economic forces at play and the human aspirational forces at play, and I don't think you can build the fence big enough to do that.
Lee Hamilton put it more succinctly, quoting the governor of U.S. border state Arizona, where parts of that wall would be built.
Show me a 50-foot wall and I'll show you a 51-foot ladder.
Instead, the force recommends speeding up the implementation of smart border measures combining personnel, equipment, and technology. It also called for greater surveillance of legal ports of entry and government action to disband citizen vigilante groups patrolling the borders. Hamilton complains that members of Congress often focus on high-profile issues, such as the proposed border wall, rather than work on more comprehensive policy changes. But both task force leaders say they hope that members of Congress this year will work together to implement comprehensive immigration reform. Lee Hamilton says he has more faith now after seeing moves by both parties in Congress to cooperate with one another.
Well, I'm a little more optimistic than I would have been, I guess, a few weeks or months back. I think that the president is clearly interested in comprehensive reform. And he was forced away from that, really, by the Republicans in the House. But his instincts on it are for comprehensive reform. I also believe that immigration is a question where the president and leaders in the Congress really think there is an opportunity to make some progress.
Congress is currently discussing more than a dozen proposals to alter or overhaul U.S. immigration policy. Marissa Melton, VOA News, Washington.